Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be with you. We enter into the chapter of giving as an essential dimension of our spiritual life. We should learn to give, knowing that at the same time when we give, we are working and repairing two sides. It's the relationship that we have with our own self and the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters in humanity through this empathy that we were talking about. There is something which seems to be lighter, less important in our understanding of our relationship with people, because it has to do with words, it has to do with our tongue, it has to do with what we say, as if when we give something which is physical, which is physically present, it's deeper or even stronger than the reality of our words. And in the spiritual teachings and traditions, this is completely the opposite. You give from your heart and you give from your goods and you give from what you have, but you also give your words. To give your words, and you have to understand the very meaning of this, that it happened with your father, with your mother, it happened with your children, it happened with your wife, with your husband. It happens so many times during your life, that you give your word, that you promise that you are going to do something. Giving your words, it's something which has a very important and essential spiritual weight in the way you deal with yourself, because sometimes you give your words to yourself that you will try to do something and change your life and repair what should be repaired in your life, and you do this with all the beloved people around you. And it comes to this deep understanding when you give your word to understand what you are doing. And you have it in the Quran, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ, those who are faithful to their contract and to their words. This is one dimension. وَالْمُسْلِمُونَ عَنْدَ شُرُوتِهِمْ, said the Prophet, peace be upon him, that you have to respect the conditions and the contracts that you sign. It could be orally, because this was the way at that time, or it could be through the way you are signing anything, any contract. You have to keep your word, and you have to try to do your best in order to fulfill the spiritual teaching in your daily life. And this is also something which could help you through the way you try to remember what was the promise I did or I gave to my father, to my mother, or to my children, to myself, to the world, in through which I would change myself. I will be better, I will give, or I will do. You have to remember, because at the end of the day, a promise is a debt. And this is exactly the very meaning of our relationship. A deen is a relationship. We are indebted towards God as much as we are indebted towards our fellow human beings when we promise to do something. And the day will come that we will leave this world. And the best way to leave this world is to leave it without debt. It could be a word or it could be money. But we have to deal with it in a way where we have to think about, okay, let me be at peace with the people I love. Let me be at peace with the people who are expecting something from me, and just to solve all my debts before leaving. And this is the way, at peace, you will go to the Creator who has as a name peace. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.